The informational meetings about CanCare took place in 8 communities, including Salina, where Sharon Stepanek was in the audience. Stepanek handles billing and insurance for an optometry practice in the north central Kansas town of Minneapolis. She isn't certain that CanCare will be an improvement over the current Medicaid system, but she's willing to keep an open mind.
I guess it has its pros and cons. I think it does have some good points, and the main thing is that our patients get the care that they need and that their claims can be paid, and we also need the doctors to be considered. You know, what is this going to do to them?
Under the CanCare plan, the private managed care companies must reimburse doctors and other health care providers at no less than the rates they're currently receiving under Medicaid. Mainly, Stepanek says she doesn't want to see anyone lose access to care. Secretary of Health and Environment Robert Mosier says that's precisely what might have happened without a complete overhaul of the health insurance program funded jointly by federal and state tax dollars.
That's always been the simple fix, you know, that many governments have gone to when they're faced with a Medicaid funding issue is to cut provider rates or reduce the eligibility. Governor Brownback made the decision to fund Medicaid fully, not to find those savings on the providers' backs by cutting provider rates, etc.
Proponents say CanCare will save $1 billion over 5 years by reducing the growth rate in Medicaid spending. What worries some providers is whether the state and the 3 companies running CanCare can have all the systems and employees necessary to make it work in place and ready to go by January. Shirley Gamble is a coding and billing specialist with the Rice County Hospital.
Are we going to come up in December? No one's going to get paid for 30 or 90 days because credentialing's not done. There's not staffing to process claims.
Beginning this fall, nearly all Medicaid clients in Kansas will be assigned to one of the 3 managed care organizations. If the clients want to switch, perhaps because their doctor doesn't contract with the company they've been assigned to, they'll have 45 days to make the change. Otherwise, they'll be locked into that managed care organization for 1 year, until the next round of open enrollment. Gamble worries about what could happen if patients fail to read and understand the notices about the group they've been assigned to.
If the provider does not choose to participate in all 3 of the MCOs and their patients are assigned to the one they did not choose to participate with, either the provider is going to get less reimbursement or he's going to lose the patient and they're going to have to go to another provider.
Health and Environment Secretary Robert Mosier says the process is designed to minimize those situations.
We'll choose the MCO based on who their usual care provider has signed up with. If they've signed up with all 3, that makes it a little bit easier to choose which managed care company they might be assigned to.
Dr. Mosier acknowledges that there's a lot of work to do in a relatively short time. He says getting CanCare started right is more important than starting on schedule.
Oh, certainly. We've said all along, that's why we have the readiness reviews, is to have a gateway, if you would, that we look at where we're at that point in time. Are we where we need to be to get this up and rolling and start it out right? And if we're not, we will push it back.
Having said that, Mosier thinks everything is still on schedule to roll the program out in January. I'm Brian Thompson.